Oh, hello everyone. I'm so happy to be with you. Today is July 12th and it's the year 2019. And we are celebrating Buckminster Fuller's birthday. And I am assuming that absolutely everyone here knows who Buckminster Fuller is. But just in case, because as we know, the internet is forever. So just in case this runs into the hands of somebody wonderful or, you know, or we are just traveling around the world and we want to share who Buckminster Fuller is and we show them this video, let me just share with you a little bit about Bucky. And by the way, this comes from the page that we have created for him. We have a library, which you can find at moneyandyou.com/Buckminster-Fuller. Oh, I think that maybe I should introduce myself. These are all my friends here, so I'm taking it for granted that everyone knows me. But I'm sure there may be someone who doesn't. So my name is Doria, also known as DC Cordova, and I am the CEO and owner of the Accelerated Business Schools for Entrepreneurs and the Money in You program. And the reason we're so happy to be celebrating Bucky's birthday today is because I personally was influenced by him in the year 1977, when the beginning of the Hunger Project started. And he was introduced to many people around the world by, was Werner Erhard of the EST organization. And it was just the most profound day for me. It was the day when I really began to realize that all these things that I had known since I was very young, that there were actually solutions for, that there were actually a way that maybe we could solve some of the problems, particularly hunger and poverty. So it was a liberating day for me, and I immediately signed up for the Hunger Project. And then, of course, I began to find so many people then that not only love and admire and were learning from Buckminster Fuller, but also were as inspired as I was at the time. A year later, I attended the first business school for entrepreneurs. And as a class, 67 of us decided that we would invite Bucky Fuller to come and teach for us. We created a miracle. We sent them a letter. In those days, you wrote letters. You know, we didn't have texts. We didn't have faxes. You wrote to people. And I think a week or 2 weeks later, we got a response from him, and him and his wife showed up. And we had an event for the community that was so magnificent. And so Bucky Fuller really influenced so many of us. I mean, if you find people who are working on the betterment of humanity, on how do we make the world work for 100% of humanity in the shortest possible time without any ecological offense or the disadvantage of anyone, you know, you really, really will find that Bucky was the one that asked that question. And so many of us are answering that by creating products and services that will really answer that question. And that's what I have been committed to for over 40 years now. And so every July 12th, we celebrate. And so this time we are launching the Money in You Inner Circle. So it was a great way to, you know, get us started on Bucky's birthday. So for those of you that don't know, I'm going to be reading off of our moneyandyou.com/Buckminster-Fuller. There are so many links there. I want to really give a shout out to really Dwayne Jaworski and a team of his that put it together. They must have found every link on the planet. So you can learn a lot about Bucky Fuller there. You can spend weeks and weeks going through all the different materials that he left behind. So Bucky Fuller, Dr. Buckminster Fuller, Bucky as we knew him, was an engineer, an inventor, a mathematician. He was a philosopher, an author, a designer, a scientist, a cosmogonist, that's what he called himself, and a new world thinker. Bucky would call himself a random element. He also would call himself a throwaway, which is, wow, what a word. He used to say we were all little throwaways. And other people have called him an experience, a visionary, a prophet, the greatest living genius, the Leonardo da Vinci of our time, the Benjamin Franklin of the space age, and grandfather to the universe. That was a name that was given to him by John Denver. Bucky wrote over 35 books, received over 50 honorary doctorate degrees from universities internationally. and more than 100 university fellowships. He invented and patented over 110 inventions. He is the most built architect in the world, and I believe that's because of the geodesic dome. I have had people that have corrected me on that, and frankly, I didn't know how to really answer that question. And my logic tells me is because the military, as you know, he created the geodesic domes. He's the one that coined the word synergy. So my sense is that's probably why that he would have that title. And I'm sure that our Bucky experts that we'll be bringing in a few minutes will have an answer to that. But that is what I'm sharing with you right now. And he traveled internationally extensively as a guest of state and invited lecturers. He was invited by Mao and people like that. And there's more written about Buckminster Fuller in Who's Who than any other person. And so you put his name in Google search and over 2,500 references will be listed. I would imagine that there's probably more now since this was written a few years ago. And one of the quotes of Buckminster Fuller is that he used to say, "I was born at an extraordinary moment." In 1895, the year I was born, the X-ray was discovered. You could then see what had previously been invisible. When I was 3, the electron was discovered. When I was 7, the first automobile drove into the city of Boston. I was brought up being told that it was inherently impossible for men to fly. When I was 8, the Wright brothers flew. By the time I was 11, Marconi's wireless was in practical use to signal SOS. When I was 14, men got to the North Pole. When I was 16, he got to the South Pole. So one of his quotes is, "So impossibles were happening seemingly every day. Evolution is integrating all humanity. We are accelerating together at a tremendous pace." So what we are going to do today is we're going to be sharing some stories. We have a couple of people, actually now we have 3 business school graduates that I know that are very good at it. Kelly Ritchie is also in the room. But what we're going to do is we're going to start first with Dr. Sherry Clark. And Sherry is somebody that we met back in 1983. She first attended the Money & You program and then the business school for entrepreneurs. And Sherry was the person that actually took elements of our work into her prison work. And I have to tell you that it was one of the most moving things for me to experience, one of the scariest ever that I ever experienced. And Sherry can tell a pretty funny story about me being taken into a prison to visit the wing where she had her work. But that was the first time that I had been in an actual prison. I used to be a court reporter in the legal system. And I used to hear the closing of the prison, of the doors that they had next to the courts. And I'd remember that horrible sound all the time, but I had never really been to a prison until she took me in. And to see the impact that her work was making was just so moving. So Sherry actually did her dissertation. Her doctorate is based on the work of Buckminster Fuller. And you're going to have an opportunity to be able to download some of her work. Later, we will send that information to you. We will have the correct links. But right now, what I wanted to do was I wanted for Sherry to spend a few minutes talking about how she has integrated the work of Buckminster Fuller, not only into the prison work, but some of the other magnificent work that she has been doing. She has retired, and her bio says that she recently retired. She was just reminding me it's been 8 years that she retired from her work that she did for 35 years. And she was a person that economically, if you want to hear some of the savings that this work has brought, is she saved the state of New York $1.5 billion, that's U.S., in really the work that they would have otherwise had to spend in the work around prisoners, that she really solved a very big problem that is now being duplicated. So with that, we'll bring Sherry. Sherry, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Sherry, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and pin you to the video so that people will see you. There you are. And so go ahead and share a bit about, you know, your work with Buckminster Fuller and the difference that it's made in your life and of that of others.
Well, I was working in prison when I first heard about Money in You, and a friend of mine said, you need to do this course because it's everything you're teaching with magnificent distinctions. So in December of 1982, I took 66 of my staff from 25 prisons, and we went to do the first Money in You for staff in the prison system. It was after that, the next July, that I went to the business school for the first time. So July of 1983, I went to the business school, and I'd been so excited because I thought I was going to finally meet Bucky in person. However, he died a week before our school started. And I had seen him, I'd been hearing about him since the World's Fair that happened in Montreal, because the World's Fair American exhibit was the Geodesic Dome. So I'd been hearing about him and just was overwhelmed by what I knew was brilliance, but I didn't know how to get into it. So it was through the business school, through Money in You and the business school, that I really learned how to study synergetics. And I owe a great deal of that to Randy Kraft, who was the person who really made it so clear for me to understand. But Bucky said two things. He said that really got my attention. This was in his book, Critical Path, which I urge everybody to read. He said two things. He said the tetrahedron is the minimum stable structure in universe. And he also said the four naval sciences would solve all problems. So I kept thinking about that, thinking about what I was teaching in the prison system. And basically what we taught was that we were teaching people how to think, not what to think. And one of the problems with education system, when people are dropping out of school every day, is that they're being taught what to think, and they're being taught to memorize and learn. So this whole experience of the business school was just a revelation for me. And so I wanted Doria to know what it was that I was doing in prison. So on her birthday present was taking her to one of the housing units where I was working in the prison system. And she was absolutely terrified. And it was like my milieu. And it was a very safe environment. But when you got to the actual units where we were operating, it was like walking into an oasis. And so for that day, she's covered up completely. She's scared to death, walking between four prison guards who were escorting us. And she got all the way up to the unit, and I told the inmates who were there on the program unit, I said, now this is the person I told you about, and today is her birthday, and I know you have a gift for her. And they all sang her Zippity Doo-Dah, which was her favorite song. And she just was overwhelmed by it. But that was the start of the work that I was doing in prison, but it got enhanced by my understanding of what Bucky was teaching. And the four naval sciences are astronavigation, being able to circumnavigate the globe by watching the stars, design, building, having a blueprint to build a ship and having a shipyard. Operations was the actual work of building the ship and having the shipyard. So my prison program was the shipyard. And ballistics is the ability to stay on target. So that's the third naval science, and tools, having the right tools. So I put all those tools together, and the most important tools that I learned from Bucky were the 6 degrees of freedom, the 6 motion freedoms that operate in universe always and everywhere. And those are represented on these 6 vectors that form this minimum stable structure. So the whole program that I had been operating was in fact following the things that Bucky said. And he said these 4 naval sciences inter-accommodated. They're everywhere. They're always functional. And he said that these were always functional, always working. And that's why what I was doing was something that this friend of mine who told me to do money and you in the business school said, this is what you're already teaching. So from that time in 1983 until I finally retired in December of 2010, I devoted myself to the study of what Bucky was saying. And I found so many parallels in so many areas of life, of science, of just education, all of those things. So by 1987, we expanded my program from just one housing unit in 31 prisons to 5 prisons eventually that were total learning environments operating on the principles of synergetics. And so I was teaching synergetics in prison for the last 23 years of my career. The upshot was, in terms of the money that DC referred to, that $1.5 billion in cost savings were really just for the hard costs of housing inmates, of having space in the prison. If you extrapolate that into the fact that we had the largest and most successful population, that was the equivalent of anywhere between $3 to $5 billion in cost savings for the state of New York. So it was a phenomenally successful program, and it continues to be a basis for things that I teach when I talk to people about how to make the world work for 100% of humanity. It is definitely based in synergetics.
Thank you, Sherry. Sherry, you forgot to tell them that I walked through a courtyard with hundreds and hundreds of inmates.
That's true. That's the only way you could get into the prison system was, yeah, it was
that a safe environment.
She had to walk through the yards, then she had to walk through the hallway.
But I just have to say that it was worth it. It was worth it because you became such an avid student. And when you went and got your doctorate, how long did it take you for you to get your doctorate in the 6 degrees?
Well, I used to, when people ask me how long it took me to write my dissertation, I said it took either 3 years or 30, depending on when you started counting. But the actual writing of the text, the doctoral program took a couple years more, but the actual writing of the text took about 3 years.
Thank you. And so one of the things that we're looking at right now, everyone, we're looking at a woman that her whole life, her whole heart has been about seeing what really needed to be done to solve a problem. That's a huge problem around the world, but particularly right now in the United States. So, you know, she's the master of masters when it comes to prison rehabilitation. And the fact that she was able to apply the principles of Buckminster Fuller that he taught us, it really is an example of how you can really use this for very practical uses. So I can't honor you enough, Sherry. Thank you so much for your work and your commitment, and really get to know Sherry. You can find her in Facebook, Sherry Clark, and we're going to have links to her work and for you to be able to download some of her work. She gives it away for free. And one of the things that she's also a student of ours, and so she has created the level of wealth for her to be financially free, financially independent, And I love it when she introduces herself, when people say, what do you do? What do you say, Sherry? What do you do now?
I teach people how to think. Is that what you're talking about?
No, when you say whatever I want.
Oh, whatever I want. Oh, yes. Yes. When people ask me, what do I do now? I say whatever I want.
Yes. So it's tremendous freedom. Thank you. Thank you for your service. So now
what we're going
to do is we're going to introduce you to Rand of Craft. And Randy, are you there? Can you hear us? Unmute audio. There we are. I got you trapped. Okay, there we are. We're going to pin the video. There we are. So Rand of Craft is one of my friends. I want to say oldest, but he's not my oldest friend. I have other friends that are older than him. But we have been around each other since 1980. And let me just tell you a little bit about Randolph. He is a genius. He is an artist. Actually, it's not really a painting. He'll tell you what it is. It's made out of beautiful metals. His artistry is absolutely exquisite. You can actually also go to Facebook and see his work. He posts quite a bit of it. He is an expert management consultant in the project planning chart, in PERC chart. He's one of our instructors also in the business school for that, and that particular technology. And that work was the planning chart that took men to the moon ahead of his time. Back in 1980, 81, we had Jim Holcomb, the original creator of that particular technology, come and teach at our business school. He was the one that created, I believe it was the size of a football field, or maybe it wasn't as big, but they had every single step that it was going to take men to the moon. And it was because of that system that we went ahead of time. Most people don't realize the level of work that it took to create that. Randolph is also an expert in understanding, translating, and sharing the generalized principles that were taught to us directly by Buckminster Fuller. So both technologies are taught at our business school, and Randy has spent years and decades of time and a fortune and money in an immeasurable devotion to applying his genius to developing this work. So we were going to show you a little video of Bucky Fuller, and we're having a few technical challenges. So we don't want to risk disconnecting all of us. And so what I am going to recommend is that you can find Randolph again in Facebook. He's easy to find. But also, we are going to go ahead and post a couple of the videos that he has made available in our page, and you'll have access to that. So Randy has not only, the thing you need to know about Buckminster Fuller is that he was very hard of hearing and could hardly see from the time that he was very little. And so he had the, he had this disadvantage, and so sometimes he couldn't speak very clearly. So what Randy did is that he actually was able to put subtitles in many of the videos, but more than anything else, he also spent years and years in working with a Chinese interpreter, with a Chinese translator, to also translate this into Chinese. And one of the things that he learned, for instance, is that there's no such word in Chinese for integrity, for instance. The word integrity, and because that actually Buckminster Fuller taught us and uses so much. So just we thought that Randolph could spend a little bit of time and sharing with you some of his experience of integrating Buckminster Fuller's teachings. And Randolph, one of the things that we really like him to teach sometimes is the way that Buckminster Fuller referred to wealth. And what is really the meaning of true wealth. So with that, Randolph, take it away.
Well, can you see me, hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I've told some of my people in the canoe club this morning about this event. I don't see anybody from my canoe club on the list here, but when I started talking about Bucky to people who really don't know that much about him, they wanted to hear more of the personal stories than the content. So I thought that maybe I can tell people about true wealth if you want, or I could answer questions from the people that are here about Bucky, either in personal stories or something that you might want to know about either Bucky or about some of his work. You think that would work, asking questions?
Okay, so what would happen is that they would need to raise their hand so that I can go ahead and unmute them. Okay, or I can unmute all. I will unmute all of you, okay? So there might be some noise right now. And what I'd like you to do, everybody should be unmuted now. And so what I'd like you to do is, if anybody has a question, go ahead and ask. Anyone? Anybody has a question? Okay. So Randy, anybody? You can hear them.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We hear background noise.
Lisa, if you want, I'll ask a question.
Go ahead. Uh-huh. Anyone? I thought I heard someone. You know, I think that sometimes people, Randy, need to a little bit more contextualization. Everyone is muted, even though I'm putting here on mute all. All participants are unmuted. Okay. Kelly, I muted you. Okay.
All right. So I have a question for you, Randy. I'm fascinated more from his content than his content. And what I want to know is, we're now in the year 2019. And we're on this call. We're on this call together, and we got people all over the world on this call. And when you look at it from technology point of view, from computerization point of view, can you speak a little bit about his understanding of lags?
Sharon, we can hear you. Please stop, Sharon. Sorry, Sharon.
This is DC.
Sharon.
Oh yeah.
Hold on just a second, you guys. I need to mute her. Sherry, Sharon, we can hear you completely. Sharon Honey, please mute yourself. Thank you. So sorry. She was covering your questions, Kelly.
Okay. So the question I have for you, in the year 2019, if you look at the speed and the acceleration of information and communication, could you speak to, like, when he wrote his book in 1984, like his critical path and stuff like that, he spoke about lag cycles and gestation. Could you speak about lags and gestations?
I think you're talking about the gestation rates.
Yes, the gestation. Like when you look at the technology we're on right now, we've got 30 people on a call all over the world, and it's technology that's doing that, and it's enabling us. Can you? He actually spoke about this before he died. And I think it's really important as we go forward into the world, we go forward and we understand the acceleration that's going on and the understanding of lag and gestation rates.
Well, I think what you might be speaking to is he made a chart that charts the different changes in society relative to time. And he predicted what we're doing right now. He predicted the internet in the, I think it was the early 60s when he was at Carbondale University in Southern Illinois, when he was a professor there. And he wrote a book called Education Automation. And back then the only technology they had was microwave, but he still predicted that students could be in any college And through then, the technology was microwave. They could access all of the information in the world. And this is before the internet and before, you know, the more automation of education. And he calls it, there's two things that work in common. One is called ephemeralization, which is doing more with less, which is happening faster and faster as technology, brings more and more technological advances to us. And the combined with the phenomenon of what he called accelerating acceleration. Things are happening faster, faster and faster. So when you put those two things together, then you get what he calls the gestation rates you can predict the gestation rates of things that might be happening when you factor those two societal phenomenons in. And so when you look at, of course, what everybody is talking about now, climate change, or they call it climate crisis and all that, if you look at those curves, the climate change is happening at faster and faster, accelerating acceleration with more intensity. And then he has what he calls the experiment of humans in universe. Will it work? And when you take the life of the Earth, there's a scenario that's called 2 seconds to midnight. And if you take the whole life of the Earth and say that and relate that to a 24-hour day, then humans came onto the scene in the Earth at 2 seconds to midnight. And all of the things that are happening in the world through humanity, and when we're talking about cavemen, you know, 2 seconds to midnight, all of the things that are happening with this experiment of humans and universe are happening at such a huge accelerating gestation rate that it's hard for people to really comprehend. And then Bucky, being a comprehensivist, most people, when they're talking about situations, like, and we'll take climate change because it's a huge thing right now, people are coming up with what I call topical solutions to climate change. And I'm in the process right now of writing or creating a kind of like a TED Talk computer simulation that has to do with finding out what solutions are being created and how they will affect how many people in what period of time, just in juxtaposition to the acceleration of humanity, population on the planet. And then trying to create what I'm calling the reality of the effect of humans and universe, or what Bucky calls the experiment of humans and universe, because these gestation rates are accelerating so fast in terms of our ability, of the human ability to sustain itself on the planet. Kind of a long answer to your question. Did I answer
it? Well, in fact, I understand it completely, but the point I'd make to you is he predicted this call.
Say again?
He would have predicted this call. Would have predicted in 1984, or just before he died, that we would be on this call.
Oh, before that, in education automation in the 60s, he said that In the new technological era, the whole population will vote at the same time through electronic means. Now, hasn't happened yet, but this kind of technology makes it available, and of course the political barriers are the thing that's in the way of us being able to do that.
Yeah, so my point to you is, having said that he would predict this, and you talk about more with less, and you talk about ephemeralization, all of a sudden, we're seeing more with less. We're experiencing more with less on this call. We're experiencing people in all different places. We're experiencing educators of the highest quality. And when you talk about the global situation that you have now, he's saying that we're going to come together in this style of education because of its absolute more with less qualities.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and so that to me is the most fascinating aspect of it, to be able to see, you know, 24 faces on a screen. I'm in Australia.
I'm in Hawaii.
Susie's in Australia.
Jane Hans in France. Sandy Voss is in New York.
Yeah, and the reality of that, we talk about global warming, we talk about all of that other stuff, but what we can actually talk about is pollution looking for a solution.
Wow.
Rather than pollution being all the problem, we're still looking for solutions, right?
Well, Bucky said there's no such thing as pollution.
Yes, that's exactly the point.
Right. It's the outflow of the experiment of humans and universe.
Yes. So
he doesn't call it pollution. He calls it the outflow of the human experience on the planet. And he also said that humans would waste so much of this outflow that they could be using.
Yes. So anyway, DC, I'll step back. Otherwise, you're going to end up with two guys just going on and on that and people may not understand.
Good questions.
Oh, they're great questions. And I actually want you to share a little bit. What I wanted to do was I wanted to just share a couple of things that are related to Bucky and to guide Randy a little bit. Randy is an off-the-chart genius, and he is pretty visual. He's also really kinesthetic. So he has so much information in his head about this. So I'm going to do a little Q&A with him because I want you to hear his brilliance, okay? So Randy, what I want you to do is tell the audience, remember, you know, there is 32 participants, and this is going to be heard by many. There's a lot of people that wanted to be here and couldn't be here, and this is going to be circulated to many. So this is going to go probably viral for those that love Buckminster Fuller. Please share with everyone about Buckminster Fuller's conversation about real wealth, and maybe talk about the six different areas. You don't have to go into a lot of details, but just kind of give an overall of that, because I think it's important for people to see our teachings on what true wealth is as opposed to money. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, in the what we do at the business school when I teach Bucky is we do the second day, the first day is the context rules where when Bucky came to a point in his life, a lot of people don't know that Bucky in his mid-30s was broke and considered himself a total failure and had a failure in the business that he started when he left the military, and his first daughter died in his arms on her fourth birthday. And Bucky said, I get a little emotional when I talk about this. And Bucky said that I'm just going to be a failure in the world because I can't bring myself to compete. When it comes to money about you and me, I'll always give the money to the other guy. So I'm never going to be a success in business. So I'm going to kill myself. And then when he went to Lake Michigan, he was in Chicago at the time. He was going to swim out and all the way. And then he said, wait a minute, before I do this, maybe I ought to do some of my own thinking. Because the reason I'm here is because I listen to all my teachers, and I listen to my parents, and I listen to, you know, my contemporaries. And you're supposed to compete in business, and you're supposed, you know, all those things we've all been taught. And Bucky couldn't bring himself to do it. And so he then decided instead of killing himself, he was going to to kill his ego. And the ego is the thing that, you know, is self-centered, the thing that takes care of you and your family and everything. So from now on, I'm only going to work for everybody. Which means he's only going to work on projects that serve everybody. Not my left town, not my family, but everybody. And then that led to other generalized principles that we teach. And then he came up to a definition, his definition of wealth, which is, I don't have his definition right in front of me, but it's basically the ability to take care of X number of people for X number of forward days. And that is wealth. And it doesn't have anything to do with money or horses or gold or anything. And I call in the business school, we call money the accounting system, and we call profit a requirement, not a goal. And making money is not the reason to be in business, to getting things done. Seeing what Bucky says, when you see what needs to be done and go out and do it, then you are creating wealth, as opposed to, working for a paycheck or, you know, whatever the contemporary way of most people earning a living is. And so his definition of wealth is the ability to take care of X number of people for X number of forward days, which has to do with your ability to combine what you know with the physical world and create new things or create changes in things that need to be changed. That answer your question, DC?
What are the six areas of that a man can produce wealth? The six areas. Give us the six areas.
Bucky says that there's six primary categories of wealth production. And I hope I get them all over here because I don't have any notes in front of me. They're, of course, food, shelter, education, energy. Entertainment's the last one. What is it? Energy. Did I say energy already? No, energy, and then entertainment.
Healthcare.
Food, shelter, education, health, energy, and entertainment. And when I heard entertainment, that kind of threw me a little bit. And then I realized that the cruelest thing that humans do to each other is put them into solitary confinement, and then without outside stimulus of some kind, people, it's just the worst thing in the world for people. So those are the six, Bucky's six basic categories of wealth production. And he says that if you're not in one of those areas, then you are not producing wealth. And of course, there's many areas in between that support, you know, there's support industries that support the basic six, but if you're supporting one of the basic six, then you're in. And then when you, so now we take that a little bit further and go into the concept of investments. We say that Bucky says that money making money produces no wealth. So the whole concepts of stocks and bonds and insurance and flipping properties and all that kind of stuff, that's money making money produces no wealth. It just changes. It changes money from one to the other. There's a winner and a loser. And so if you're going to play the wealth game, and still be involved in the stock market or any of those things, then what you want to invest your money in industries that are in one of those categories, and do your homework to make sure that they are good companies and that they are producing good food, or they are producing homes for people, not just flipping property and you know, on and on, so on.
Thank you, Randolph. What I want to do is I want to go in a little bit more into that in a few minutes. And what I want to also do is I want Kelly, I also want you to share a bit, because I know that Bucky has been a tremendous influence, and you are a businessman. You have a beautiful story, but I'm going to do that in just a minute. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to mute all, because there's still a little noise, and it might be Randy's fan that is making all that noise, because he's the only one that's a muter right now. So let me see. I'm going to mute all, and then I'm going to talk. Randy, you have a loud fan, honey.
No, I shut the fan off.
Oh, you did. All right. There's some little noise. I don't know who it is. All right. So.
Why is your heart beating so hard when I see you on the screen, darling?
Oh. Best friends, BFFs. Can you all hear me? Say yes. I love it. That got a few laughs from everybody. Randy, you're going to have to sing my favorite song in a minute. Just kidding. All right. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to really, I'm so excited to have these wonderful teachers of Buckminster Fuller. Honestly, I love this technology, but one of the things is, like, at our business school, we spend hours in talking about the, you know, about Bucky and about his teachings. And one of the reasons we do that, and that's what makes us really, really different. When people say, what makes all of your programs, Money and You, and what makes your business school for entrepreneurs really different, is really that we bring in some of the best masters, some of the teachers of teachers that come in and work with us. And so for many years now, people have been asking us to do this in a more online fashion, because there are certain teachings that we can share. So I'm very happy to have a wonderful, beloved, a love partner and a partner in so many different areas. And he is a web technologist. That's Chris Menzel. He's in the background right now fixing all these different things. And because he's a web technologist, he has taken the time to really get me organized and to do everything that it took for us to put this particular Inner Circle together. So today I'm very excited to announce that we're launching the Money and You Inner Circle. So because for many years we've been asked to do online trainings for entrepreneurs and to have ongoing support. And I have some little notes here that I want to read because I want to make sure that I communicate this correctly. So we have been developing our entry into the online world very, very carefully. And this is going to lead us also later, it's going to lead us into our online university. But right now, what we want to do is we want to experiment with those of you that are ready to go ahead and come in with us and participate and see what happens in your life when you join the Money and You Inner Circle. You don't have to be a Money and You graduate. You do not have to have done any of our programs. As a matter of fact, it's kind of fascinating to see people that haven't done the work in order for them to come in and begin to learn from all the different masters that we are surrounded by. And so we have looked at a number of examples of how do you do an inner circle, an online inner circle. And I believe that we really have created an ongoing program that is going to be truly useful and will increase both your success and your commitment to make the world a better place. And this is really, really important for me personally. I honestly, you know, when we talk about Bucky, for instance, and sometimes, like in the business school, we will have people who are very involved in real estate, who are very involved in investments. And when Randolph starts talking about this, they get a little bit upset because they feel like we're really offended them in some way. And we really don't mean to do that. As a matter of fact, I really do want to reach those people who are into just flipping houses, into possibly moving into an area of real estate that has to do with solving the problem of housing around the world. I truly believe, honestly, I truly believe that the first person that's going to be a trillionaire, not a company, because we have a couple of those already, is that we really need to be able to solve the biggest problems that we have in the world. And one of them is housing. You know, as you probably have heard, in Los Angeles alone, we have 65,000 homeless people. A lot of them are vets. You know, that our vets are being treated that way, where there's a couple of elements in there. But one of the things, for instance, Buckminster Fuller, before he passed on, he had created this house, this little house. He literally had designed so that there were all these sticks and that there were the tools were in it. It was literally a kit. He shared that with us personally right before he passed away, that he had created that. And you could literally ship this anywhere in the world and it would create housing, a small, you know, place that actually had ventilation, had the ability to be able to close up and keep warm in the winter. And it was one of the things that he was most proud of. And, you know, and I always wonder, you know, they're very busy at the Buckminster Fuller Institute, and that's BFI.org. We always send people that way. That is the home of the family of Buckminster Fuller. And if somebody could just get together with them, if one of you can just go and say, hey, where is that design by Bucky Fuller? What can I do to go and solve this problem? And you know, and precessionally, the ripple effects of it is that you would create so much wealth for yourself. And so for us, in our universe of having been students of Buckminster Fuller, is that how can we create money as a ripple effect, as a 90-degree effect, that we're not focused on the money, but we're actually focused on solving major world problems and solving, you know, and creating solutions. And so, you know, now we have people like, I mean, I'm so moved by Bill Gates. You know, I used to think the guy was something else. I even read his whole book, one of the first Bill Gates books. And it was interesting, you know, to read that. But now to see the man and him and his wife, I can't remember the amount of money, it's a lot of billions, in solving first the problem, you know, with vaccines. And now, you know, he's like tackling on one after the other. What a beautiful thing. And not only that, he's encouraging the richest people in America and around the world to really commit their wealth to solve world problems. This is so cool. And this is what Kelly's talking about. Kelly, I want you to talk a little bit about that, because I know that you get passionate about this too. That if there are things that are happening right now that can solve world problems, that can be so profitable. And I want to help you do that. I want to bring a bunch of people together. And, you know, and I think it's only $37 per month, I believe, is very inexpensive, US$37. And what we're going to do, the system, the way that it is set up, is that we get together. I think that weekly you're going to get something, and then every month you're going to get me and my buddies and my friends, some of the most beautiful people that teach at our business school, that are friends of mine. If you want to see some of our teachers, go to globalacceleratedbusinessschool.com. Come and join us. If you want to go to a live program, you can go to that November 16th through the 23rd, you know. But if you cannot do that, you can join the inner circle, and I will do my very best to bring some of these people that you will also be able to break out. Chris, you know, I want to really acknowledge you, not just that you're the most wonderful man in my life, but also the fact that you're such a web technologist and you have been researching the best technology, where now we can break into masterminds. So we are going to have these smaller masterminds for people that have certain challenges, and we'll put you together to work with each other. And I'll stick my little head in there, and there will be some other masters that will be doing that. So for $37 a month, you will have an opportunity to be able to work through some of the challenges that you may have. And that's US, by the way. And so one of the things that, you know, in our history, and I want to read a little bit about this, in the 40-year history of the Accelerated Business Schools and the Money in You program, I have encountered many excellent teachers and experts, probably more than a lot of people. I mean, that I have been so lucky. I've been so blessed. And, you know, teachers of Bucky's caliber and entrepreneurs who have become mega successful after doing the business schools, and then they come back. And but just earlier today, one of our instructors that's coming up is a gentleman by the name of Jorge Yant, who created big solutions in the world of technology and then began to learn so much about mindfulness and about how to really create true peace. And now he's so wealthy, he now created the Kipassana.org organization, and he's providing free, beautiful courses in his property on Maui and also in Ashland, Oregon, because he can afford it, you know, and he's coming to teach at the business school. We'll be sharing about both mindfulness and about his, you know, how he built his company. And I'll get him to come in here and share some information. So each month I will be presenting a fantastic training video, an audio, and we will collect your questions. We will, you know, call up the instructor, the master, the expert, and then we'll be able to provide you with a roadmap to actually make profitable changes in your business right away. So we know your time is valuable, so we work really hard to keep this training in less than half an hour per week. So this is going to be quite an endeavor, and we're really willing to do this because we're learning on how to create our online university. We really want to be able to provide this for, you know, many, many people around the world and bring these magnificent teachers. So the Inner Circle is going to be offered around the world, around the globe, obviously, because it's going to be through this technology. And we have a managed community that allows you to make friends with other Inner Circle participants. So you'll get to know the people, and you'll be able to ask questions, collaborate, and find new clients and business partners. So you will see me in that community. You will see some of these masters in that community giving advice and support. So we have education, we have community, but the third pillar of the Inner Circle is rather unique, and of course that's going to be the masterminds, which are small groups of you that would have joined. Okay, so you will go deeper into the questions that you have. So whether you need to find a business to get started, how to market your product or service, how to grow your revenues beyond seven figures, there will be a mastermind with experienced entrepreneurs who have solved that problem before you. So we're going to put, this is our ideal education in the world, by the way. You know, when teachers, when Fidel Castro asked me, you know, what, how do you create an educational system that works for everyone? You know, there were 10 points that I went through with him, and then later with the 13 educators that he brought to me for me to train for 6 or 7 hours. One of the key things was to have the more smarter students, the people who are more intelligent, not intelligent, but have more knowledge in a certain area, be able to teach those that don't in that one area. And then usually the other ones don't know a lot in one area, know a lot in another. So that's how you get students. That's how you get entrepreneurs. That's how you get people to empower and support and love each other, to, you know, uplift them, each other, out of poverty, you know, because my old business partner Kiyosaki used to say, and a little bit brutally sometimes, because it was a little bit shocking for him to say this, but it was true, which is one of the best ways to eradicate poverty on planet Earth is by you not being poor. You know, start with yourself, and then we can share the wealth with many by giving knowledge, by giving support. And remember, my new definition of wealth, my new definition of wealth is to have access to have access to cash, access to investments, access to knowledge, to experts, to support, because we're all going to go through learning experiences. We're all going to be sad. We're going to have things that are going to happen in our lives. And hopefully we'll be surrounded by people that will love us so much and that will take care of us and that will be there to support us. So you know, that's what we are creating. We want to create this online community that will also love and support you when you need it. So that's the new definition of wealth, to have access to. So just remember, people who have very little money and people who are what our friend Lynn Twist calls, you know, resource poor, is because they don't have access to people. And so we are opening the doors for you to have access to some very magnificent human beings, you, because you are, okay? So we're opening the inner circle right now, this hour, and we have an incredible prize that I already shared with you, $37 per month for you to go on. The normal price will be $97. And so we wanted to do something special because you're here today. So you just go to moneyandyou.com/innercircle. Just moneyandyou.com/innercircle, all in one word, and you'll find the details, and it'll be exciting to meet you and to connect with you. And so for those of you, the graduates, you know, and those of you that have never done it, you know, whether you're just thinking about becoming an entrepreneur or running a 200 million plus business, a $1 trillion business, this is the great community for you to be here. So I want you to join us and support, and we love, love to support you. So with that, I want to go back. I want to go back and continue for a few more minutes with our beautiful presentation here. Kelly, you still around? Kelly, I'll unmute you. I want you to share your experience. Tell us about you and Bucky. You are also, let me see. Can you hear me? Can you say something? Let me see. I think I need to unmute all.
Okay, I've unmuted myself now.
Okay, there you are. Go ahead.
So I don't really know what you want me to say, but this is what I will say about what I've learned in studying Fuller.
That's what I want you to share.
Okay, no worries. Well, then that'll be easier for me. First of all, I want to say, fantastic to see Sherry. I remember Sherry from Global Educators. So I remember quite a few different people, Randolph and people like that, from these groups of educators that you're talking about. So it's been fantastic for me to see all of that. But it really, I'm new to the game. I'm a 1989 guy. And since 1989, I've studied Fuller. I've had all kinds of groups studying Critical Path. I've had one group that we've been together now for about 15 years, and we study synergetics every week. And the sort of things that really interest me about Fuller was this idea that we have brain-mind. We have a brain to store something. We have a mind that relates something. And in the area that I work in, I really have an industrial company that works in hydraulic hose and fittings, if you like. And what I realized about 30 years ago, or even when I started with Fuller, was we're going to have a problem with jobs. We're going to absolutely have a job, a problem when people start to think about jobs as they are. And what I did was I designed a company in about 1994 that I called it the one person corporation, where I actually taught people how to run businesses. And I taught them from a systems point of view, if you like, and we designed that. And we've now been going for that 30 years. We're still in business. And I don't say for the idea of creating a lot of money. I say it for the idea of experimenting and seeing what you can actually do with systems and processes. And that's really what I'm interested in. I'm interested in when Fuller talks about, you know, the system of thought. I'm interested that he would say, start macro, then look at micro. And we're starting to see all of that come to fruition now. We're starting to see his thinking, his synergetic thinking, and it's starting to become a mass thinking. It's not just, you know, these guys like Randy and DC and these little groups of global educators, these guys around Earhart that we're studying Fuller. We're all actually experiencing Fuller today without understanding that it's stuff that he talked about. And so for me, what I'm most interested in, I'm most interested in education and fundamentally production education. I'm not really interested in money-making money. I'm interested in what can I do that will produce an outcome that will self-regenerate. Because I think one of the things that Fuller talks about and that doesn't get talked about enough is regeneration, self-regenerative processes. Can we design self-regenerative processes? The things that I'm interested in is things like shelter. Adrian Borghese is on the call with me now. We're looking at affordable housing in Australia. We're looking at building houses in kits, very similar to what you're talking about, predicted by Fuller. And there are systems, there are housing systems in the world that will deal with that. If you can get past the money, they will actually deal with the problem. And so I applaud you for the idea of bringing like-minded people together and saying, how are we going to solve problems? And I think fundamentally that was Fuller. How do we solve a problem? And I think we do it better as groups around the world. I have my own Zoom calls similar to this, where all we do is we talk about what Fuller was saying, not what I'm saying, but what we think he's saying. And I've been doing that for years and years and years. I don't know that I understand Fuller any better today than I did in 1989.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but you know what I do know? I keep going.
Yes.
I do know that it's important to keep studying. And what I've learned to be by studying Fuller is to be a student of studying what's going on. And I study productive things. And you know, as far as I'm just very open to the idea of community education, community shelter, doing more with less, the energy side of it. I'd like to be more healthy, of course, and I'd like to be able to entertain. But, you know, those are all things that you got to learn. And so I study that, DC. I don't know if that's where you wanted me to be, but I've been doing it for 30 years and I'm still doing it.
Thank you, and thank you, and thank you for getting together with Adrian to do that. Adrian, do you want to say anything? Share anything? Can you unmute yourself, or do I need to unmute you? Can you do it yourself?
Yes, I've just unmuted. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm literally just putting my credit card into the Inner Circle community, so I'll break from that. I'm excited by what you're talking about, and I'm marveling at how synergistic, to use a Bucky word, how timely this conversation is, because Kelly and I are working, and he's just listed some areas, we're working on something that would fit right in with this around shelter, and we're along the path. We're not at the point of no return. Well, I guess we are mentally, emotionally, we've committed to it. But we are still working along the to-do timeline, the sequence of events. And I see that the mastermind facility from the Inner Circle could be very helpful for that. Save us making mistakes we don't have to make. And so it's timely, and I'm excited, and it's good to, your living room is much more colorful than from when I last saw it. I love the color schemes on the curtains there.
Thank you.
So a little bit of decorating. But very happy to be connected back in with the group, and happy to see Randolph again. He and I now share the same color hair. Why? But we're happy we've got hair. So yeah. Very happy to be here, and want to support in whatever way I can.
And remember, business school graduates, you get to just come back for the cost of the venue. It is a 5-star resort. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely gorgeous. November 16th through the 23rd, and you know, and depending on what we're doing, we now have for the graduates, we do panels. You know, if there's enough of you. And if you're doing magnificent work, there's quite a few graduates who are coming back. You just need to let us know right away because the hotel is quite full. And then, and it's just going to be a magnificent time. You just come back. We love to have you back. It, you know, you have a lifetime membership to return for tuition free for the rest of your life, for money and you and the business school. And then if you've done powerful presentations, you can help us out with powerful presentations and creating wealth. We're doing a creating wealth in Australia in October. Everybody can go to moneyandyou.com and see all the different courses that we have. So graduates, and for those of you that haven't attended, please join us. We apologize. In the U.S., we are only on twice a year. So I think it's September 19th through the 22nd. And we have a great group. Hey, for those of you that want to connect with an incredible group of people, join us in Southern California. We're gathering people from all around. These beautiful masters are coming from India. We have people from Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Malaysia, India right now, and I think China. This is all in San Diego. It's going to be magnificent. Anyway, aside from Canada, Mexico, the United States, of course. I don't want to leave my Americans out. So I wanted to just say, I want to thank you, Adrian and Kelly. I mean, this is so moving. I've been talking about this every year since Buckminster Fuller died, because when he passed away on July 1st, 1983, we were so sad for a minute. Then we were so happy because by the time we heard that he had passed away, his wife had already passed away. So now we knew that they were together. So there were all these mixed feelings about him having been gone. But then he's with Anne. They were together dancing in the dimensions of love and light. And then it hit us, quite a few of us. Oh my God, Buckminster Fuller is not around anymore. Who's going to pass all that information along? And he was like, who's going to do it? And then he hit me really hard. Remember when Buckminster Fuller used to say, if you see a problem, it's your job to solve it. So it's like, oh my God, it's us. And we became buccaneers. You know, we like all of a sudden, okay, he's not around anymore. We have to continue with the work. And I feel a little bit of shame up until then. It was like the guy was really tired and he was a little bit old and I let him do all that work. I probably could have been helping. But it was okay. We all kind of transformed and began to share that. Since then, I've been talking about this housing thing. Because when he first spoke about it, I was so moved that for $5,000, you could have a little house. Well, that was $5,000 in the 80s, early 80s. So now maybe it's like $15,000. But please, anyone, I personally would like to support that in some way. And even if it's passing the word around and getting my squillionaire friends. You know, Joel Seiden, beautiful real estate developer, very, very successful in New York. He probably would be interested in this. So make sure you email me. Same email I've had for 1,000 years. Yeah, when I connect you with him, because I just saw him a few months ago. Bill Allen, you know, we're inviting them all to come back to the business school. You all remember Bill Allen from 1981, he did the business school. And he, you know, now his businesses is worth hundreds and hundreds of millions and just doing fantastic. You know, Dominic now, I think he's bringing in revenues of 300, 400 million. Then we have, you know, Andrew Barron, our other instructor, who started out, he was making $200 a week. And then 3 years later, after he did the business school, you know, 70,000 a month. And now he's got a couple of businesses that are worth over 25 million each. So the boys are doing really well and so are the girls. So, you know, there is a really beautiful trove of masters and people that are really, you know, looking to support a thing. So good to have you. So I want to finish up by having Randy, is any last words you would like to say? Are you inspired to say anything else?
Sure. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
For Kelly, I didn't know you were studying synergetics, because we tried to do a synergetic study group with PhDs and everything, and we got about the first 10 pages and quit. And that was like 1981 or something. So I got into synergetics by going to the index in synergetics 2, so that's the only index, and looking for words that I knew about or that were important to me. And I'd look for those words in the index and then find out where they were mentioned, where Bucky talked about those topics throughout the synergetics. And then I call it popcorn learning. And so I'd go from these concepts. And then when I was, let's say you go into synergetics and you look up the word love. And there's many, many references that Bucky has about love in many different areas. And so I read everything he said in synergetics about love and in these different contexts. Then I had another word and I put the highlighter in that other word and then go look that word up. And so I call it popcorn learning, because the more you go into it, the more words come out and you're contextualized. Otherwise, synergetics is just way, way just crazy. And for Adrian, you said you're working on a timeline for what you're working on. I don't know if you've got our software or any of that, but if you need any help with that, you know, I'm the planning guy, so I'm the timeline guy. So give me an email or something. And the last thing I wanted, I took a note down. One of the things that we teach in the generalized principles of Bucky, and it's so simple and it's so transformational. He says, if you will change the words up and down to in and out in your vocabulary and stay at it, number one, you will find out how addicted your language is to information for old language. You know, if you look into it, Bucky says there's no such thing as up and down in the universe. Up and down refers to a flat plane, and up and down came when people thought that Earth was flat. And so if you change those words, then you will start, your whole world will change. In my canoe club, we go out there early in the morning at 6 o'clock. And when the sun just, the sun sight, he calls it. When we see the sun just come over the volcano, Mauna Kea, it's just, you know, it's beautiful, of course. But people go, oh, look at the sunrise. Look at the sunrise. They say, no, it's not a sunrise. It's a sun sight. The earth is rotating. Now the whole canoe club, when we go in there, we sit in our canoes and they can feel the earth rotate in their canoes just by changing those words in your vocabulary. And then you notice how many other people use these words that mean nothing. And then you start seeing how much of your vocabulary is obsolete and not appropriate to modern times. It's very, very, very powerful. So simple and so profound.
Hey, Randy, all right, you woke up.
Oh, and if you want, I have the whole video archives. If you're interested in the videos, my Bucky website is fullereducation.org, and you can get that from DC. DC has a lot of my stuff, but if you're interested in the videos, contact me directly. And like I say, DC has a lot of it on the Money and You site and the Accelerated site, but there's plenty, plenty, plenty of it. And my life is about sharing Bucky. So
Thanks, make my day. Woo! All right. And so we're going to start finishing up by going where we started with Miss Sherry Clark. Anything you'd like to share before we go off and go change the world?
Bucky, the thing that was most important to me that Bucky said was he wanted to create an opportunity for the world to work for 100% of humanity in the shortest possible time without ecological disadvantage to anyone. And that's still my goal. That's still what I'm focused on, because, you know, us old folks, I'm older than Randy, so whoever thinks Randy's old, you think I'm older. And we just need to make sure this legacy continues. And I love, Kelly, that you're doing that synergetics study, and would love to hear more about it from you. So let's be in touch.
That's fantastic. And then Kelly, I think you're muted, but you brought the whole reason I'm going to unmute you there for a minute. You just had in front of you the whole reason why we want the world to work for 100% of humanity. And that's that little one, you know, that beautiful little boy. You know, I mean, it's like we really want to leave a world that works for him and all his little buddies. And so with that, does anybody else, I found out that the system is that you can
say hello.
Anybody else that, hello, look at that gorgeous boy.
Say hello.
Elephant kisses. Let's give him elephant kisses, you guys.
Okay.
Elephant kiss. Oh, and a little girl. Hi. Good to see you. Hey, you guys, we're talking about you. We're going to leave a world for you that is workable and beautiful and clean. Clean water.
Well, they're saying thank you. Yeah, he just said thank you.
I know. Oh, so beautiful. Does anybody else want to say or share anything? You know, we can be complete now. We can complete now. But anyone else that would like to share, say anything, I will stay behind. Anyone? You just have to unmute yourself. Anyone else? You should be able to unmute. I unmuted all.
Thank you, everyone. This was very timely and very profound, and blessings to you all. It's really cool. Makes my heart very glad to be connected to so many people around the world doing great work. Thank you. Lots of love.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else want to share anything? Say something?
Hi.
Speak. You can just speak if you like. Okay, APK, you want to say something, or you're just saying hi. I love your sharing on the chat. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyone else? Carol Dyson, you're not going to say anything? That would be amazing.
Oh, DC, you know I can never go without. And I didn't undo my video. I wanted to just say, you know, Bucky's inspired me. I got to meet him as well in 1980. At the first business school in California. And I'm gonna carry my laptop over here and just show you all. I have on my wall in my living room a portrait that isn't that great of a portrait, but it was done for showing who Bucky was by another teacher. But the Dymaxion map, and then I always post our Mercator projection under it. When my grandkids come over, I have them look up places on the map. And then I don't know where I got these. Plasticized tribute to Bucky Fuller artist. Oh, Shanti made these two pictures. So I keep this and then a little picture of myself with Bucky back in 1980 and Anne. And this inspires all of my work. It really does, DC. And Randy and Sherry, thank you for your contribution today. This was so moving to be able to see everybody and hear everybody and really honor Bucky. So thanks, DC.
You're very welcome. We're going to make this a yearly thing. I don't know why I didn't think about it before. But we do celebrate it in our own little way every year, but I think we'll have this gathering. So next July 12th, same time, same place, we'll find you. And we just want to really thank Bucky. I just want to, wherever you are, mate, wherever you are, we love you so deeply, and Anne and the family, and we thank you from the bottom of our heart for having committed your life to the betterment of humanity. I have no idea what my life would have been like if I had not met Buckminster Fuller in 1977. I have no idea, but I am so grateful. From the bottom of my heart, Bucky, we wish you, it would have been 124 years today, and you are in our hearts. You keep living in our hearts, and we'll keep doing our best to continue with your work so you can just relax. We'll just keep doing the work. So thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Chris Mensel, for all your love and support in setting this up and creating this for us. Thank you, my love. Thank you, everyone. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you. See you soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.